It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? Not my home studio, not over the Zoom or StreamYard, in my boy at DONNYAMMA on Instagram, Donnie Arana. Hope I said your name right. It took me like 5 or 7 practice times. I want to get things perfect, especially for people that I'm extremely fond of, especially people that I have a lot of respect for, especially people that just got incredible goals, incredible mindset. Not only the physical gifts you've been given, but mentally, spiritually. Everybody knows, go check out the Iketagon previously with Donnie. We did a very spiritual, it got very spiritual. This will have a little more flavor, be a little more relaxed. As you can see, Donnie's kicked back. I got the D Money shirt. Go get yours. IG DM, get your D Money t-shirt. It's pretty popping.
Hit you up.
Yes. I paid the 20. Pay your 20. Wink, wink, nod, nod. But Donnie, we are, let's see, about 9 days away from another first round finish. Yes, I said it. If you were getting paid by the minute, you would be a broke man, but luckily in the business you're in, you are a rich man. First round knockout after first round knockout after first round knockout. It's pretty incredible, pretty spectacular. How are you feeling in the lead up to the October 15th Combat at the Space Show?
D Money in the spot. I appreciate you for interviewing me. It's pretty simple. It's going to be, a professional level fighter fighting against an amateur level fighter. It's going to be a first round finish. It could be in the first 10 seconds, in the first 30 seconds. In the first minute, it ain't going to go past the first two. If I had to give my exact prediction, I had a gun in my head and I had to tell you exactly how I think it's going to go. I think I'm going to pick him up, slam him down. I'm going to get on top of him and I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
Jump on the cage. Do you visualize post-win celebration?
I might Millie Rock. I might jump on the cage. I might two-step. I might, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't plan the shit. Like you were saying before, we was chopping it up. Like, yo, you in the driver's seat. I ain't never in the driver's seat. You know what I mean? I'm riding a shotgun and God's making my decisions not to get spiritual with you. I don't gotta think about this shit. All I gotta do is put the work in and I'm going to the top. I know that.
Amazing. I heard that from recently Corey Sandhagen was talking about just kinda like separating emotion and just like letting somebody take over a higher self, you know, who's knocking on the door of his spirituality. Because people get publicly, they don't want to like express, I don't know, maybe spirituality can be frowned upon, which is weird, which is the craziest thing. Like,
shit, they can frown upon whatever the hell they want. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the end of the day, we're in the business of beating people up, right? And we're in the business of entertaining people. Those are two things I am. I don't got to say shit. All true. I got to do is go up in there and beat these people up, wherever they from, Russia, Brazil, fucking. I don't give a fuck where they from. We're going to go to them. They could come to us. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go beat you guys up. I'm going to be fun and entertaining in the ring. And when I get on the mic, do I look... I got spiritual. We're talking about an interview with my brother. We get a little personal. I've been through a lot of shit in my life. So I get into shit. Bro, when I get on that mic, I'm about to go crazy. At the end of the day, I'm not trying to be cocky, conceited. I'm better looking than all these fighters. You know what I'm saying? I'm better looking than all these fighters. I'm more entertaining. I'm funny. I'm more talented. And I'm not. But I don't even want to talk about the shit that I've been through in my life yet. You know what I'm saying? Like my battle is not in that cage, bro. My battle is making it to that cage. It's staying on the right path and staying out of trouble and staying out of my old ways. And if I get in that cage, which I'm going to be there on October 15th, it's going to be a first round finish. When we go to the pros, yeah, we might have a couple of decisions. We might have a couple of knockouts. We might have a couple of submissions. I'm coming for Khabib's record. God forbid I get caught. shit happens, we go to the next one. It ain't gonna happen though. You know what I'm saying? But
I've said this only about a few people that I've talked with, mixed it up with. I feel you're one of them as well, that you have a fast processor. You know, it's like by the time somebody blinks, like you've already thought like 3, 4, 5 scenarios, and it's maybe beautiful that you found the perfect sport to channel that fast processor, because it's like, it's amazing. Like you can never master it. It's like there's so many arts, there's so many disciplines to learn. Is that the main attraction? Just like the hunt for perfection? Is it the competitiveness? What exactly attracts you to mixed martial arts specifically?
I'm gonna be honest with you, because sometimes I feel weird about the things I should share and everything like that. And it's a spot, you know, I just don't give a fuck. So I'm going to say it. I don't have any other options in life, and I'm talented in many, I'm going to be a professional fighter chasing world titles, or realistically, I'm going to be dead or in jail or who knows where. This is my only way, my only route. I'm not taking away from my capabilities, because the only talent I have in life is not fighting. But there's no other way. There's no other way that me, as a person, feels happy or contentment with their life, unless I go all in with this fighting shit. I live this shit, bro. This is my drug of choice. I'm addicted. There's no other way. That I have a lot of haters because, like you said, and I appreciate you saying that I have the fast tracker and everything.
Everybody sees just a bright future for you, man.
I appreciate it. And a couple of years ago, that's not what everybody saw for me. You know what I mean? And I've been wrestling since I'm 6 years old, boxing since I'm 10. I've been involved with martial arts. You know what I mean? But whatever.
Kind of a prodigy.
I appreciate it. And I definitely am a prodigy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I have a lot of people that I hate because, you know, I'm rising fast. You understand what I'm saying? I'm rising
fast. And you express yourself.
Right.
Some people can't digest what people have to say all the time, especially if it's like a heavy truth.
You're right. And I just kill them with kindness, bro. And just keep spreading love. And keep spreading.
You got
love,
the million-dollar smile. That's it.
I appreciate it. You know what I mean? So I used to not smile a lot. I smile every day now. I'm always smiling. Nice. It's hard to kill my mood. You know what I mean? So
does the past drive the future? Like if you have like maybe a tough practice, if maybe you're feeling little bumps and bruises, does it all of a sudden you think of the alternative and that push you forward?
In this sport and in life, like, the way I look at it is like when you're chasing your goals and you're chasing your dreams, you're gonna feel intense emotions. You're gonna feel intense happiness and intense sadness. If you're not chasing your goals and your dreams in life, you're gonna feel sadness and you're gonna feel happiness. If you're, you know what I'm saying? So you're gonna feel happiness and sadness regardless. But when you're really following your dreams the way I am, chasing your dreams, you're gonna feel it more intensely, or you're gonna feel it, you know. So,
and you know who's got your back,
right?
Faster,
like, well, of course. When you know
they
when
fall
when,
off,
when you know who got your back when you're in a bad spot. Not when you win the fight, everybody says congratulations. When you lose the fight, the person that calls you or pulls up to the crib and, you know what I'm saying, checks up on you you know what I'm saying, is calling you, yo, let's get back in the gym. How are you feeling? Is your body okay? When you're down, the person that checks on you is the person that's real, that really has your back. You know what I mean? So
I get it. But you're going to notice this the more you get to 5K, 10K, 50K followers, you're going to feel a lot more everything, a lot more love, a lot more hate. And are you ready for that?
Yeah. Well, listen, to answer your question too is when I get my ass kicked in the gym, I feel like shit. I suck. I think I suck. When I'm kicking people's ass, I feel like I'm the man. I feel like I'm the shit because I'm human. That's the truth. Anybody can sit there and feel like the man every single day. That's not true. There's no good in life without bad. You know what I'm saying? I get better when I train with guys who have more experience than me and who are better than me right now, because there's levels to this shit. Not more talented. You'll never hear me admit another man's more talented or tougher than me. And I don't say admit. You never hear me say it because it's not true.
Got all the skills. You hit like a fucking Mack truck, like from our own experience. And you love it. It's not like you're hitting a nail on a board. It's not like you're, I don't know. You're doing what you're supposed to do. It's beautiful to see somebody like reach their full potential, because I think you could do 99% like push, like say you're on Wall Street, say you're selling a car or something. You could be 99%, but if you love it, you could be 100. And I think you're touching on that 100, because there's going to be people that you beat before the fight because they don't really want to go to the depths. Like, they're not ready to go to the depths that you're ready to go to because your belief. Like, if you're holding a breath, like diving to the bottom of the ocean, and who can grab that treasure chest, like, they're going to pull up sooner.
I agree.
And you know it's there. You know it's there, and you're going to push harder. It's being passionate about something and doing something with that passion is so important, and you got that. Like, if anybody doesn't recognize it, they're blind.
I appreciate it. Shit.
Hope that made sense.
It made a lot of sense. Shit. You could be blind and probably recognize it if you feel the energy. No, I'm playing with you. But like that's survival right there. And when you're in them deep waters, you know, and at the end of the day, you could be as tough as you want, been through anything you want. You could have been shot, stabbed, sat in jail for 5 years. I don't care what you've been through, how tough you are, you know, at the end of the day, you got to put the work in the gym. You got to feel like you want to quit. You got to feel like a bitch in the gym some days.
I always say people, I was like, man, I see God when I'm on the brink of like exhaustion. When it's like you're pushing the sled or doing some type of like crazy circuit.
Or hard sparring sometimes, you know what I mean? And you got to.
Makes you rethink life as it's happening. Yeah, and then you're like, I want to be here.
Yeah, you gotta say a prayer in between rounds, or you gotta fucking one thing you gotta do is fucking control you. Which I learned from recently. I'm still learning. It's an art. It's the controlling your breathing the right way. You know what I'm saying?
And give us any hints if you can.
Shit, I ain't got nothing right now. I ain't got nothing for nobody right now. I'm just
there. You go, folks.
Just though, first round, I'm taking this guy the same way. You know, he's 3-0 in MMA. He's 3-0 in kickboxing. He's like 4-1 in professional jiu-jitsu. I'm going to teach him something about wrestling.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Sure.
What if this dude's got a jaw like Nate Diaz? Takes everything you have. Reaches the second round.
He ain't going to the second round.
And he's...
I don't care if you send out Nate Diaz himself, bro. It ain't going to no second round, my guy.
Okay.
It ain't going in no second round.
Okay.
First round. If his jaw is unbreakable and he's the fucking next Nate Diaz, I'm choking him out then. I'm gonna beat the shit out of him and then I'm gonna choke him out. He's lucky there's no heel hooks, I'll snap his knee. I'll break and keep it cool. But it's gonna be first round. You could bet your balls on it, you could bet anything you love on it, you could bet your life savings on it.
I have no doubt you're going to put mitts on
it. You could bet your camera on it, bro.
I'm still paying this thing off.
You could bet you could bet anything you got, bro.
Okay. You smack this kid to the floor. What's your favorite? Right hook, left hook? You got a mean right hook. You close the distance fast with that.
All right. I'm going to keep it real. Not talk my shit. Left hook.
Okay.
Left hook. You know what I mean?
You tag him with the left hook. You ready for him to throw up? Scrambly arm bars.
Yeah, he could throw up whatever the fuck you want. He could try whatever. Yo, this shit is one is destiny. Two, this man ain't on my fucking level, right? And anybody has a puncher's chance. Does my cousin who doesn't train have a puncher's chance against Conor McGregor?
I hate that.
No, does he have a puncher's chance against Conor McGregor?
Sure.
No, he doesn't.
No.
No, he fucking doesn't.
I hate when people say that.
This kid, I don't. He trains. They're all killers. They're all dangerous. We're gonna see how dangerous he is when I smack him around. I don't care about his record, his professional. I'm going to show him a thing or two about grappling, and about striking, and about MMA, and about fighting. Because at the end of the day, this ain't no martial arts match. This is a fight. I'm about to beat him up like he owes me money.
Again, October 15th. Tickets available?
Tickets available.
Tickets available.
Shirts available. Tickets available. Shirts available.
The shirt might be more fire than the ticket, but the ticket is a live show to a massacre. It's going to be nuts. Team Sarah Longo is holding it down. And I'm sure there's more, but my boys, Marcus, Tommy, Cal, and of course, Donnie, the four Kingsmen. This is going to be one of those cards that they look back on and they're like, oh, wow, those guys were on that undercard.
Also, Rob Fitzsimmons, who doesn't want to pick a nickname, Rob the Sharpshooter Schultz is what I'm calling
him
for now.
Wait,
Rob's fighting.
Who's Fitzsimmons?
Fitzsimmons. My bad. Rob Schultz.
Great Taekwondo, right?
Rob
great
Schultz. Kicks. He's got great kickboxing.
I forgot. Love you, Rob.
Rob Schultz and Tom Fitzsimmons.
Oh, dude, this quiet killer. Love Tommy.
So it's going to be lit. And then the next day, you got Freddie fighting, making his pro debut.
Vidal.
My girl Jess fighting a professional MMA fight.
Oh, pro?
Pro, yeah. Woo! She fights pro, yeah. And then you got Georgie Lomantenzi, whatever. He's my brother from another from Georgia.
Georgie, sweet guy.
Edwin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Edwin wow. Jones fighting the next week. I'm sorry, in Queens. So it's going to be a lit, you know, week. So.
I've already apologized to Donnie. But I apologize to anybody that he shouted out if I can't make to the fight. There's babies on the way, but we'll try to make something happen. But love you guys, respect everybody. But back to the program.
I don't apologize for having twins, bro. God bless.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's like that. Yeah, that'd be scummy if I.
They're going to both have some shine gloves and the sun, too.
Woo!
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man, catch you now before you get on Ariel Helwani, you know, like before all the pro.
Me and Jack and Ariel Helwani, bro, he a bum.
He's an NBA fan. Nah, I'm just waiting for him to hit.
Ariel Helwani want to interview. I'm jumping on that, but my man, I got interviews all day over Helwani, bro.
I'm holding down for New York. Hawaii, I figured, bro. I was like, let me conquer my territory.
Yeah.
Like, but on Instagram, at DonnieAMMA, get a t-shirt, get a ticket. October 15th is going to be something special, folks. I promise you. Now, you mentioned that you wrestled at 6, boxed since 10. But if I'm not mistaken, you also played football. And did you play any other sports, basketball, baseball, anything else? And if you did, how do those sports or that sport contribute to your fighting skill set?
I played it all in the street or whether it was an organized team, right?
Mm-hmm.
But football was my shit for a while. You know what I mean?
Safety, if I remember.
Safety, yeah. I played safety. I played defense. I played running back a little too, but safety's my shit.
Probably hit like a mother.
I hit hard, bro. Whatever. Like, I always level people bigger than me. I hit very hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm very tough on the field. You know what I mean? But I haven't. You know, I gave it up for jiu-jitsu and MMA and everything and wrestling full time. You know, MMA. So, my brother plays basketball. You know what I mean? He's figuring out what college he's gonna play at right now, you know, and but I always played with him. I always played in the streets playing ball, you know, and then, you know, played football, wrestled, I played baseball, you know what I'm saying, on an organized team for a little bit. I tried to cross out for a season because they needed a guy, you know, and I didn't even know the rules, and I was out there just hitting people. I didn't know what was going on, but any sport, I'm down to play for fun, you know, soccer, anything. I actually like, you know, shooting hoops for cardio. I like swimming. I like everything, bro. I know players on almost every professional team, you know, of every sport. So I love all sports.
Like I said, man, that fast processor. Anything specific? Like, if I am trying to play analyst, I would say that the football, you close the distance extremely fast on the feet. Like, that short burst from football of making a tackle or reading a running back or jumping over to cover a receiver, I think that has attributed to the punch, like the way your footwork is, the lateral movement. You cut off the cage very nicely. And in my opinion, I think I see the translations from football to fighting.
I would say for sure. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. But football is my most played sport besides fighting. You know, I played that shit my whole life. You know, I used to beef with the coaches, the varsity coaches and everything like that. I kicked off the teams a couple times and I was like, yo, fuck this. Let me just wrestle. Excuse me. Let me just wrestle. Jiu-jitsu, MMA and all that. You know, and everything happens for a reason. So I'm happy I did. You know, I grew up in a fight house. Every time we come in, there's going to be boxing. Mom and dad's in the house. So he boxed, you know, it's just boxing, wrestling, fighting is all we care about, you know. So I always grew up fighting. I've been hit in the face over 1,000 times, and that's the truth. Over 1,000 times been hit. Well, you know, this is a lifestyle. But, you know, the football definitely is a tough sport. You know, people get hurt, people pulling hamstrings, ACLs, people getting hurt all the time, concussions, you know, it's a dangerous sport. And I brought that same mindset and that competitive spirit from football over to fighting, for sure. And the athleticism, the speed, the footwork, you know what I mean? So,
and the team aspect. I feel like people who don't necessarily play the ball sports, basketball, football, baseball, maybe they could come to fight and be a little weird in the locker room, weird around the team aspect, but it's like people like Steamroller, Dylan Montello comes from a football sports background. You could tell it's like we're all in this together. And it's like the guys that you were training and sparring with, you're only high tide raises all ships. Like, you guys are only helping each other. So it's like people like you are beautiful to have on a team, which pisses me off. Like, if a coach can't figure you out, talented, driven, passionate about winning, it's like, I'll put it on the coach. If a teacher can't figure out the student who's just hyper, who wants to do something they enjoy, and they just instead suspend them or detention, it's like, I put it on the teacher. It's like, you want to blanket teach instead of like kind of build up a kid who's maybe seen as less talented according to the system, but could be more talented if they were had certain attention, certain way. And that's why, again, come back, to have you doing your passion is just absolute poetry. It's beautiful.
I like what you said, for sure. You know, it's pretty deep what you said, realistically. But, and, you know, I just keep moving forward, keep doing what I love, keep working hard, and trust the process.
That's the right... It's the right mindset. What do you call it? Hard hat, lunch pail mindset. You know, you go to work, put in your hours. You trained today, even though it is your birthday. Happy birthday, my brother.
Appreciate it.
Happy birthday. I have everybody hitting you up, man. You're the most popular guy outside of Trump. Everybody's getting their calls and FaceTimes in with you. Bro, you got an army behind you already. I was going to ask you, how's it going to be when you got that army and when you're in the UFC? You got the army already built. Do you feel the love and support?
Oh, for sure. Like, that's what I said, like, before. Like, yo, you can send Nate Diaz out, bro. Like, I got an army behind me, bro. You coming to fight me in my hometown, you're not going to beat me. You're not going to beat me. If I tell you you're going to lose in the first round, you're going to lose in the first round. If I tell you I'm going to knock you out, I'm going to knock you out. If I tell you I'm going to submit you, I'm going to submit you. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to take him out. However the fuck he gives me it, but it's going to be round one.
Has anybody dared, any previous opponent or this guy, dare trash talk you?
Hell no, they ain't said shit. And they don't want to talk that trash talk with me because, bro, we not on that level yet. You know what I'm saying? And that's the truth. You can do that little bullshit. At the end of the day, You know, if we, once I'm in the UFC, they want to talk that shit, I'm going to talk that shit with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even, if you try to put hands on me, if you say certain thing, I'm going to fly over that table and crack you in your shit.
You ready for it? Because somebody might be
born ready. They can say whatever the fuck they want. I'm going to hop over that shit, smack them in their fucking face. They're going to have to make sure I don't fucking whip my fucking junk out and smack them with that shit on the camera. I don't give a fuck where I'm at, bro. You're not going to disrespect me. At this level, you're not going to disrespect me at all. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to respond to that because that's clown shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to take this outside of the cage, bro. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to be in the cage with me. You definitely don't want to deal with me outside the cage.
Respect. Follow Donnie on Instagram at Donnie AMMA Combat at the Space, October 15th. What do you do during fight week? Besides shit. Tear it up on UFC 4, soon to be UFC 5, should keep yourself busy.
Shit, fight week, realistically, it's just wait, and it's wait and wait. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
you make weight, bro. You got to worry about your, for me, it's worrying about that weight. You know what I'm saying? And just keeping a good mindset, which could be difficult when you're dealing with the weight cut and life is still happening.
And a bigger weight cut this time.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? A couple more pounds, but
you like the challenge of it?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, like the weight class is 135. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming for the belt. I'm not gonna lie. My man Marcus got the belt right now, so I would never. It's not even a thought, a question. We're not going to fight. I don't care if I got to fight for the 45 belt, the 35 belt. Give me the belt after. Matter of fact, I'm going to keep it all due respect. Lou Neglia is one of the realest guys I ever met in my life, right? Run ring of combat. I don't care about the belt. Give me my 5 fights. Matter of fact, give me 4 fights on the GoPro. Give me 5. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I take the belt.
3, right?
I win the belt. I got 3. I'm about to be 3-0. You know what I'm saying? You could give me that belt. I'm going to get that shit right to my nephew, to be honest, bro. My girl's kid or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, a little kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going pro. I'm going 5-0 in the pros, too. I'm finishing everybody in the pros, too. Maybe one decision having squeaks out. You know what I'm saying? Round of applause for him if he squeaks it out to the decision. But I'm telling you, I'm only going to get better and better and better and better.
So we're talking a year from now, you're a pro fighter?
By this time next year, I already got my first pro win.
1-0 as a pro.
1-0 as a pro.
Is it a smooth transition? Can you go from Combat at the Space to ROC at the Tropicana?
They got pro fights. They got pro fights at the Space. I'm the last fight on the amateur card, and then you got three, four.
The main event for the Amis.
For the Amis, okay. But you got 3 pro fights after that. You know what I'm
saying? That's it?
3 or 4 pro fights.
Oh, they put you up there. All right. So I'm not the only one who sees the extreme
potential. At the same time, let's be realistic, too. It's all the support. You know what I mean? The fans that I have and the support, you know, and the tickets I sell. You know what I'm saying? And the people I have there. Realistically, let's be real. Yes, I'm a star, but if you got 200 people in the spot and they're there for one person, they're going to leave you after his fight. Why the fuck are you going to leave you after 3 fights? You're going to sell as many presses as you want in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's business is business. And you got to pay me now. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Business is business. So,
yeah. D-money, man. D-money. You always had an eye for business. I feel like there's going to be some suitcases being opened up in front of you in the future.
Look, I know I got to focus on business, but fuck business. I got a hit list. I'm coming to take people the fuck out, talk my shit. I'm a walking business, bro. Like I said, I got my girl, I got my mother, I got my sister, I got people that are close to me that I trust. You know what I mean? They're gonna bring me around the right people, the right coaches for the right arts and the right, you know what I mean, right aspects of my game, and people that are realistically coaches in life too. You know what I'm saying? So everything is just gonna be pieced together the right way, and I know the sky is the limit. And we were talking about before the interview, not only can I fight, you know what I mean, I got so many fucking ideas, bro. You know what I mean, I just gotta keep beating people up and being myself, and I'm telling you, the money is gonna come to me. You wanna know why they call me D-Money?
Cause you're good with money?
Nah, you about to find out why they call me D-Money, bro.
Okay.
About to find out. Okay. You're about to find out. I'm telling you. Money, you chase your dreams and the money's going to chase you.
I like that. I like that.
That's how I look at it.
It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool. I like how you said that. How you said, like, everything is, like, pieced. Like, everything is lining up beautifully. It's like you feel that. I asked you before the cameras were rolling about, like when you're at a certain concentration level, or if you're in tune with the world, or in tune with nature or the earth in a different way, and like feeling things a different way and seeing things a different way, and it's like those pathways are opening, like, for you, like the channels of income, channels of opportunity. It's like pretty amazing, man. It's pretty amazing. You're doing the right thing. You could be, did you ever imagine yourself as a role model? I know you're young in the game, but maybe when you're 30, would you like to look back and like a 15-year-old could be like, Mr. Donnie, excuse me, can I have an autograph and you got any life advice? Are you comfortable being in that position of being in a position of somebody could look up to, or you just, I don't know, like, you're not thinking like that far ahead?
Shit. The short answer is yes. The short answer is yes. Because, yeah, I do. I have a good heart and I have a passion for this game. And I like I said, I'm going to spread peace and love. And what goes around comes around. Beautiful. So you're not going to walk around being an asshole and, you know, expect serenity.
Love it. What do you do? I mean, I think I already know the answer to this. I was going to say, what do you do to stay regimented, to stay disciplined? But I think I already know the answer to this. Like, having spirituality, God. So, right? Am I right?
You're right.
Yeah.
Pray. And don't not only talk to me, not only talk to God, but talk to people that love me about what I'm going through. Because nobody ever made it by themselves. Nobody's self-made. That quote is false. Nobody ever made it by themselves. Yeah, you got to get up and you got to get it by yourself. Yeah, you got to put the work in. No one could do it for you. But nobody ever made it to the top without others' help, other people's help.
I believe that. I just saw it right there. Sweaty, maybe you got one cut on your face. Joe Rogan's in front of you. Donnie, you're the world champion. Talk to me. And you're just like, blah. You just explain what you just explained in like a more emotional, more heightened version. Like, I feel like, dude, that, if people better pay attention to that. When that does happen, it's like you're bleeding on the mic. That's going to be beautiful.
Shit. You ain't kidding. I mean, that's the, you know, that is the dream. That's not, the sky's the limit. So, shit, who knows? I could sit there and be UFC champion 4 years from now. If I don't believe it's possible, it's definitely not. Say I'm UFC champion 4 years from now, I might be chasing a champion in another weight division. I might, you know, or 4 years from now, I might be still fighting again in the UFC. You never know how the shit's going to go for sure. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But regardless of what happens, like I said, trust the process, guys. Plan. Let's keep it moving. Feet moving, head moving. Hands up, right? Like everybody want to tell me, hands up. So, just going to keep fighting, keep it moving. Keep stay prayed up. You know what I'm saying? And just keep spreading love and positivity. Keep whooping ass.
Amazing. Amazing, my brother. I know you gotta go. It is your birthday. I appreciate you freaking making time for me, bro. I didn't know it was your birthday today. I really appreciate it. Big fight coming up this Sunday, October 15th. Follow Donnie on Instagram at DonnieAMMA. The most important question that I'm gonna ask, I don't know if you're ready for this. Take a deep breath. Need some water. Yo, Donnie hooked it up with water, hooked it up with coffee. I have coffee. I'm a very specific coffee drinker. He made it a beautiful color. Not too dark, not too light. Kind of like a Puerto Rican Irish coffee.
Yeah, Mexican Bolivian.
You?
No, Mexican Bolivian.
So Mexican Bolivian coffee. Yeah,
it's a perfect mix right there.
I am Mexican, by the way.
A word?
Mexican and Jewish.
You know? That's why you got such a good chin.
Sauce. And he knows this. He knows this. Most important question. Soggy versus crispy bacon.
You already know the answer to that. Crispy bacon. Don't disrespect me or some shit like that, bro.
That's right. Crispy bacon for all you breakfast shops. Don't give Donnie the soggy bacon. He will never go back to your bagel shop.
Hell no. Never go back, and I will not eat your sandwich.
Bagel or pizza?
Pizza, bro.
Pepperoni or regular?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni or grandma?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni or buffalo chicken?
Depends how I'm feeling. I like this. Keep going.
Buffalo chicken or chicken parm? Hero.
Depends how I'm feeling.
Chicken parm hero or chicken marsala?
Chicken marsala.
Chicken marsala or chicken lemon? French's.
Chicken marsala.
Chicken marsala or chicken marsala and penne alla vodka?
Give me the penny with that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. You gaming? I see you got UFC 5 in the background.
I'm playing UFC 4 with the little brother. UFC 5 is coming out. But I'll be playing UFC 4 with the little brother.
Bro,
I'm playing over here in it.
Craziest prediction often. That I like you saying is you're going to be in UFC 5?
Goal is to be in UFC 5, yes.
You're going to be in UFC 5?
I mean, bro, you Let's know, see. They came out in editions.
4 years ago, right? 2019 or 2020?
If I'm in the UFC in 1 year or maybe two or three, four, even, you know what I'm saying? You don't know how long the game's going to last. If I ain't in 5, I'm in 6. We can bet your nuts on that.
Oh, yeah. That,
I'm coming for 5.
That's though. The easy bet.
I'm coming for 5, though.
Okay.
You never know.
Imagine this. We look back, UFC 5.
They're going to look at you like you're crazy when you're really him. They always look at you like you're crazy at first when you're really him. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to see.
Einstein was looked at as crazy. I heard Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, was looked at as crazy.
Fuck Dallas.
Yes. And Michael Parsons is amazing, but fuck Dallas.
Fuck Michael Parsons and fuck Dallas.
But we got to... Oh! October 29th. Donnie, hopefully Kid, we can get Kid to watch some...
Kid Marvelous, better slide.
Get him all then to watch some fights, get him to watch some football. We do a Jets-Giants. I'm going to pull out the Jets gear. Donnie's going to pull out the Giants gear. But it will be all love over the pizza. After his victory, after improving to 3-0, after getting another consecutive first-round knockout, it's amazing to see, amazing to watch the growth of a superstar. Donnie D Money, I respect you, not only as a peer but as a brother. You know, this is very few people I want to really, really, really put in my circle, man. And it's like you're one of them. And like attracts like. It just, I don't know. We just started talking. We knew that the flow was cool. And now get to see the man cave, and the man is about to come out of the cave. October 15th, Combat at the Space. D-Money, anything you want to say to your fans? Last thing?
I just want to say October 15th, you already know what way is going down. The only way I know, ski mask way, round one, guaranteed. Going to the top, it's only a matter of time. And I appreciate you for the interview. I'm going to enjoy my birthday. And you know, we're going to get this money on the 15th. And that's it. Appreciate you.
My brother. Love you guys. Peace.
Love you. Love is love. Appreciate you. Let's go.